Hello, this is Brenton Powers.
And this is Dan Bodwin.
My new co-host.
Yes, indeed.
And this is a new show. This is our first episode of Dwell on Truth Radio, airing on KSCO 1080 AM. So I want to thank you for our first-time listeners.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. For those of you who listen to KSCO regularly, you might have heard us over the last 2.5-3 years on the Flight 1080 show with Dave Michaels. It's been a lot of fun.
We are the Christians on the show. Sometimes they call us the boys behind the scenes.
Yes.
Because I don't know that there are any other Christians that are on the air. They might have some occasionally.
Yeah, certainly not that are regularly putting out content with a Christian focus.
Yeah. And though we are Christians and we speak from a Christian perspective, our focus audience is not just Christians either. We hope that people from all different faiths and no faith would find something in this show that they would enjoy, that they would get something out of and find it challenging. And maybe you can even learn something in spite of the fact that you may disagree with us.
Mm-hmm.
You might come away with a greater appreciation for Christianity, and we hope to represent Christians well. We know there's a lot of bad representatives out there that are not very Christ-like.
Yeah, and particularly in our line of work. So why we think we have kind of a unique perspective and something different to offer is because we're not pastors, although Brenton's been a pastor before. Both of us are missionaries, and we're missionaries with a group called Open Air Campaigners. It's a mission group that's been around since the 1890s and is now and always has been focused on taking the message of Jesus Christ to the public square, out into places where people gather.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're about. So
it's called evangelism, is the fancy word for it, the theological term.
Yeah.
We're evangelists.
Yeah, not the kind that you see on TV asking you for thousands of dollars. Not that kind of evangelist.
No. We don't want you to feel any pressure to give.
Yeah.
It does cost some airtime, and we've already secured sponsors for this show.
Yeah, by God's grace, yes.
Yeah. Might as well just use that as the segue. You can thank these companies sponsoring the show, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, everyone. My name is Vince, and I am with Crystal Clear Window Cleaning Service of Monterey, Santa Cruz County. Let's get those dirty windows clean today. 831-214-2708. Mention this ad from KSCO, and you will get an additional 50% off your first-time service. Imagine that, 50% off, folks. What else do you want? 831-214-2708. 831-214-2708. Let's get those dirty windows clean today.
I wanted to thank our first sponsor, Vince, for all the hard work that he does behind the scenes to encourage us and to sponsor this radio show. So I'd recommend you give him a call, and he'll give you a 50% discount if you mention you heard his ad on KSCO. Once again, his phone number is 831-214-2708. Give him a call. Support his business, because he's going to be supporting our show for the foreseeable future this year. Also, I want to thank Vining Delivery for sponsoring this show. So this is a short shout out, and one way you can thank them is by giving them a call at 831-521-7175. They've been word of mouth for the last 20 years, so they're not really needing more business, but they're happy to put it out there that they support this outreach, and I would recommend them for your moving and delivery needs. That's Vining Delivery at 831-521-7175.
Transitioning from there, what exactly is this show about?
It's called Dwell on Truth, which is a name I've had for my podcast for a few years.
Yeah, for quite a while.
You can go and check out the past podcasts. I have shared clips from the Flight 1080 show. I've shared some of my Bible teaching through different books of the Bible, verse by verse. I've shared interviews that I've had with missionaries like Dan and other missionaries like Ryan Itzel and Mark Beckwith, and we might have some missionaries sharing the gospel with you on this show in the future. Just some segments where you can hear the good news.
Yeah, and local pastors as well, right?
Yes, local pastors who really have a heart for this community in Santa Cruz, Monterey, and parts of Santa Clara County.
Yeah, we really do want to emphasize to you guys, we want this to be a community show, and this is about us trying to reach those close to us. So missionaries and probably some local pastors too. I mean, I know some people people like to listen to church on the radio or on YouTube, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to really come to know who Jesus is and what the church is about, you need to be in a local fellowship of believers, a local gathering of Christians who can really help you answer some of these questions and help you grow. And so on occasion, we'll be having some of those local pastors on. Maybe some of those churches will support us. So if you want to get together with other Christians, or if you're not a Christian and want to meet some and find out kind of what the body of Christ is about, we want to help you find that place, that church home for you. So we'll talk about that over time as well.
Yeah. So a body of Christ, it just means the members who belong to Christ. Mm-hmm. The church is people. It's not a building.
Yes.
Indeed. And there's different members, like you have different body parts. Mm-hmm. There's different members of the body of Christ, like evangelists, like Daniel and I are.
Yeah.
There are pastors. They are shepherds and teachers, people who help to feed and nurture the sheep. And so we'd encourage you to get plugged in with your local church. If you used to go to church before the pandemic, now that things have opened up again, we'd encourage you to get back.
Absolutely.
Get into fellowship.
It's really important. I mean, we were not designed, human beings were designed to be social, to live in community.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean...
When did you start going to church, Dan?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I kind of grew up in the church, but I grew up in the Catholic Church, and there are some differences between the Catholic Church and its beliefs with a general, you know, Bible-believing evangelical church like the two of us go to. And we go to different churches. We don't go to the same church. Most of the people that we do outreach with go to different churches. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with at least a basic knowledge of some biblical stuff, and I'd read the Bible from time to time. But then,
did you ever wrestle with your faith?
Oh yeah, I really did, because when I was probably in my teens, I got introduced to, or I had a friend from high school that invited me to a Protestant evangelical. There's meanings behind all these words that we'll probably touch on over different shows. But
the key one is the evangelical.
Yes,
it's another
yes.
term for we believe in the gospel.
Correct.
Good news.
We believe in the gospel, the good news. And the good news is what God did through Jesus Christ so that our sins could be forgiven and we could be made right with him.
Did you hear the gospel at the Catholic Church, or not until you went to a Protestant church?
No, not until I went to a Protestant
wow.
church. Yeah. And maybe, at least I don't recall, and of course the gospel for a lot of there are a lot of different churches that kind of pour different meanings into the word gospel. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of bringing this stuff up because there's a lot of words and ideas and concepts that are out there that you may have heard if you're outside the church but don't really have a good fix on what they mean. And part yeah. of what we want to do is help explain that.
Part of our stories is that, well, part of my story is, yeah, I didn't understand what a lot of these biblical terms were because I didn't grow up going to church.
That's right.
Except for Christmas and Easter. I was a CEO.
Christmas, Easter only, yes.
Yep. And so back to your story, though, mm-hmm. how you came to faith was when you heard the gospel, good news clearly presented.
Yeah, and it was a process. I mean, I started hearing biblical truths when I was invited there, but for the first time in my life, I really started opening up the Bible for myself and reading it through because I knew that there were differences. I couldn't put my finger on those differences. I really didn't understand what they were. So when one of these kids who also didn't know what they were, but knew there was something different, you know, said, you know, there's a difference between these, I went back to the Bible to start looking into these things and finding the answers in God's Word. And that's really a huge part of what we're hoping this show is going to be mm-hmm. about, is opening up God's Word so we can look at it ourselves.
Yeah. And you may be a person that was raised in the church, or maybe you weren't. And maybe you were raised in a cult. Maybe you were raised with not, you know, just trying to pick up the bits and pieces from here and there and put together your own worldview or
yeah,
your own foundation.
A lot. Yeah.
And so Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, mm-hmm. that the wise man builds his house on the rock. And who's the one that builds his house on the rock? The one who hears Jesus' teaching and acts upon it and tries to build his life on that as the foundation.
Yeah.
But the foolish man builds his house on the sand. And when the rains come and the floods rise, the house only on the rock stands firm, and the house built on the sand collapses. Well, what is the man who builds his house on the sand? It's the one who hears Jesus' words, but doesn't do what Jesus teaches, doesn't put his teaching into practice. And so there's a lot of people that will quote Jesus, but do they really know Jesus? Are they following Jesus? I wasn't for the first 10 years that I called myself a Christian.
Oh, I sure wasn't. I sure wasn't. And part of the problem is that people, you know, don't open the Bible for themselves.
Yeah.
And when they do, they really don't understand what they're reading. I've often said that, you know, there are a whole lot of people that know a whole lot about the Bible out there, but the problem is most of what they know about the Bible is wrong.
Yeah. And so, there's a lot of churches that are teaching the truth, but they're not very full. There are not that many people in terms of the percentage of the population. We may think a church is pretty big in Northern California if it has 1,000 people.
Yeah.
But if, like here in Monterey County, if the population of Monterey County is 150,000 people, a church of 1,000 people is not, it's just scratching the surface.
It really is.
And so our hearts as evangelists is for you who are listening to this radio show who don't go to church. You're called the unchurched, and you're in the majority in Northern California.
Very much so, particularly in the Bay Area.
According to the statistics of George Barna, for example, his research found in 2014 that 50% of people in the Monterey Salinas corridor hadn't been to church in over 6 months. Mm. So they're not even CEOs. They're not Christmas and Easter attenders. And in the Bay Area, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, when they researched there, they found 60 to 61% of people had not been to church in 6 months. And this was before the pandemic.
Yeah, this was pre-pandemic. These numbers have been pretty consistent for a number of years.
But the pandemic, according to Barna, led one-third of people who did regularly attend church to stop attending. And they are not even watching online.
Wow.
So our heart is for the multitudes. Jesus looked at the multitudes. He had compassion on them. And he told his followers to pray that the Lord would send laborers out into the harvest, because people are like sheep without a shepherd, weary and scattered. And we need his care. We need his guidance. We need his encouragement. We need his strength. Without that, I don't know how I would function, how I would have made it through the pandemic without losing my mind like some of my relatives did. I won't name any names.
Yeah, probably shouldn't. But we know that there are folks out there that are feeling that, particularly after the pandemic, but even without the pandemic, where you're kind of wondering how you know what to believe, what is true, whether you have meaning or value, whether there's any hope in this world, or whether this is just a pointless exercise that's going to end up with you, you know, 6 feet under, and nobody's going to remember you in 100 years. But you know what? There is hope. There is meaning. You and I and everybody you know were created by God, and God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. And the best way that we can find that purpose is by getting into his word. So that's what we want to spend a good portion of this doing. And also, of course, answering some of the common questions and objections to the Christian faith.
Are you trying to say that people should dwell on the truth?
Yes.
And that your soul matters?
There you go. Dwell on the truth because your soul matters. Dwell on Truth is, of course, you know, the radio show name, but it's Brenton's website. So you can visit him at dwellontruth.org. And I have a website as well that I've been putting together for a number of years, which is called yoursoulmatters.org. And that's important because as we go through these shows, one of the things that we want to do is provide resources for you, ways that you can examine some of these things that we've talked about yourselves. Because, I mean, we're relatively knowledgeable guys, but with a good background in the Bible and in apologetics, which is, you know, the defense of the faith. But there's a lot of guys out there a lot smarter than us. And so we want to provide those resources. And on yoursoulmatters.org, on the page called Whatabouts. I've posted a lot of those resources already, and we're just going to be adding to those, God willing, as the show goes on. So you can dig yourself and find these things.
And to give one more website that, you know, it's not my personal or Daniel's personal website. This is for both of us, where you can find new resources and maybe our outreach schedule to come out and meet with us in person. That website is OAC NorCal, as in Open Air Campaigners Northern California. So check out OACNorCal.org, the YouTube channel OAC NorCal, and the YouTube channel Dwell on Truth. So those are all of the contact points.
Yeah, lots of different stuff.
If you have to turn the radio off because you're getting out to go to work, or you're going to church because it's around 11:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, then please save these addresses to your phone so that you can check out the rest of the show later.
Indeed. If there's one website you need to remember, I would say OACNorCal.org, because it's going to have connections to all those other websites. That's kind of our central point, our information clearinghouse there.
Yep.
And whether you're a believer or a non-believer, I mean, we mean it when we say we're going to be out on the streets sharing the gospel. If you want to come and have a chat, if you want to ask some of your questions, challenge us on stuff. I mean, the radio is a very small part of what we do. We spend a lot of time out on the streets sharing the gospel and answering questions and handing out literature, and we would love to talk to you out there.
Yeah, we love talking with people, and that's how we got this show, because we love talking with Dave Michaels. Many of you are familiar with his voice. Can I tell the story how I got invited on to KSCO in the beginning?
Absolutely. Please do. That's cool.
So, yeah, I was listening to Dave while I was hoping to get some traffic and news and weather. And I scanned the AM channels, and I kind of liked his show. And then there was a show where he was arguing with the co-hosts about whether there's a God or not, and no one really knew what they believed, and no one really had much understanding. It's like the blind leading the blind. How can how can they lead people to Christ or to God if none of them are saying that they know God? And then another time, they had an atheist on the show who was saying there is no God, and it's foolish to believe in him, and I have evidence to prove that there is no God. And in my own story, I prayed and I sought God, and there was no sign of God to me. So I stopped believing in him, and he was giving all kinds of rationales why he was an atheist. And people would call in and say, you know what? I was a Christian too, and you're making a lot of sense. So yeah, I guess I'll throw this Jesus of Nazareth thing away.
Oh man, can't let that sit.
And I was like, no, I'm going to call. So I called, pulled over on the side of the road. I'm like, no, you're convincing people there's no God because you prayed and you didn't get evidence. Were you really open to the evidence, or were you just looking for justification to not believe? And they're like, okay, thank you for the call. Dave hung up, and I kept driving. I kept listening, and they're like, man, was that guy hateful or what? Like, he thinks we don't know anything, or that we didn't really try or whatever. And then they're like, man, I don't know what his trip was. And so I called back again. I was like, oh, let me clarify. I don't hate you. I love you, and I love the people that are listening. What I hate is the idea that you're leading people to stop believing in God. Just because you don't know of evidence doesn't mean there isn't evidence. I know of plenty of evidence that there's a God. And they're like, well, what? What is it? And then they started asking me questions. Well, how do you explain? Why is there so much evil in the world and suffering and...
And it's really standard questions.
Well, it goes back to the fall. The Bible tells us why there's evil and suffering. Dave's like, wow, Brenton, I should have you on the show. You know what you're talking about. I was like, I'd be glad to. I had a radio show in Latvia when I was a missionary. So he was true to his word. He had me on the show for about 6 months. I was going in to the studio, appealing to him. Here's the truth. Here's how I know it's true. Please continue reading your Bible, because he had started reading his Bible already by that time. 6 months later, I brought Dan into the studio.
How long ago was that? About 2.5 years, something like that?
Yep. They were asking me questions that were too difficult for me, and I thought, I need someone really smart.
No, I don't believe that.
honestly, I felt kind of selfish. Like, I was getting this opportunity to preach the gospel on the radio for free. And I was thinking it would be really nice to, you know, give a platform to someone else who's preaching the gospel.
I appreciate
who believes
it.
Similar to what I believe. And so I gave Dan a call and I grilled him on his theology.
I think we grilled each other on our theology, didn't we?
Do we want to work with each other?
For about an hour and a half or 2 hours or something. It was a long time.
It was friendly, but
yeah, it was.
You know, what were you thinking when I invited you into the radio show with me as a guest?
Oh, man, it was kind of weird. I don't even remember exactly how I thought, other than, well, that would be cool, you know, and wondering what it was like because I'd never been on the radio before. But having, you know, being familiar with the format, it seemed to me like it would be just a different way of open air preaching, really. Mm-hmm. Because the kind of questions, and that's, I think, proved to be true, the kind of questions that we've answered are not all that different than what we get on the street.
And that's why I wanted to invite another evangelist who has experience talking with non-believers, can anticipate some of the objections and questions that they'll ask, and can take some of that antagonism without responding hurtfully. Like some people, I had some people comment, how are you so patient with all those mean callers? I would be so mad at them and tell them how stupid they are. And I was like, yeah, not everyone can, has the thick enough skin to do this. So I thought, who does?
Yeah, the temptation is there sometimes, that's for sure. But that's not going to be helpful. And that's not going to help us share with that person. That's not going to honor and glorify God like we want to do.
You know, the Bible says to be ready to give an answer for the hope that's within you, but do it with gentleness and respect.
Yes, and that's kind of the key verse for a biblical apologist, and I guess for evangelists mm-hmm. too, but the gentleness and respect part can be tough.
But that's why we keep getting invited back for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. It's been almost every month. But Dave's told me himself, there are certain people he won't have back on the show because they aren't respectful. They can't take a little bit of pushback, challenge. Somehow we've gotten the favor to not only be on the Flight 1080 show as guests once a month, but most recently, and that's what you're listening to now, is we're being offered our own show. And so we're starting our own show. This is episode one.
And this is really exciting. And part of what we want to do is try to carry that attitude of gentleness and respect without compromise over to the radio show. Now, we will be talking about other worldviews, but we're always going to try to do it with gentleness and respect, even when we're saying we think they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Our authority for right and wrong, we believe, is the Bible. It tells us what is true and what is false. As far as we understand the scriptures, and we believe God has opened our eyes to the truth of scripture, as Jesus said, if you follow me, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I remember being in bondage to lies from the world, and when Christians lovingly and kindly explained the truth to me, even though it was countercultural, counter to what the world had taught me, it really helped me to come out of the fears and the uncertainties that I had as a teenager in Generation X. Are you part of Generation X?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
Just right at the edge of it.
There was so much confusion and just relativism. To hear people's convictions in expressing the truth of the gospel, it was refreshing to me. It's like, finally, someone knows what they're talking about. Like, they're not just theoretically arguing different sides of, you have your truth and I have my truth. They were like, Jesus is the truth, the way, the life. And no one comes to the Father but through him.
So we want to not only reach those who don't know about Christ, but we want to help prepare those who do. So when the situation comes up, you'll be ready for it, and you'll have answers to some of those tough questions.
And I remember not really understanding some of these Bible terms in the beginning, so it's okay to ask. And I remember clearly, like, my language went from, you know, using profanity every other word to using scripture almost every other sentence. It's like, that took a while. I had to be saturated in the truth of God, to dwell on the truth for long periods of time, meditating on it, memorizing it, studying it, being taught. I used to listen to radio. This is one of the reasons why, I don't know if I even ever told you this story, but one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about the Christian message being spread on the radio is because that's what reached me in part.
No, I don't remember you telling me that.
It was Christian friends, but as soon as I decided I need to learn the Bible, I discovered Christian radio stations that were teaching the Bible. And it was just like so nourishing to me. You can learn the Bible, you know, if you read it for yourself, but you have so many questions as you're reading it. Why does it say it that way? Why? What does this mean? And when you go to church, you can get helpful answers from Christians. But a lot of the time you're sitting there observing the atmosphere and kind of trying to catch up with everybody who's been doing this for a long time. But when you have Christian radio with program after program, or nowadays podcasts, because there's not really a lot of good Christian stations with Bible teachings anymore. But 25 years ago, it was nourishing to me. Every time I would drive, be listening to Christian messages, learning the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, all kinds of different topics. And it really taught me, on one hand, it was sad how little the Bible I knew as a 17-year-old who had been calling himself a Christian for 10 years. But on the other hand, I was like a sponge. I was soaking it all in and learning so much. And then I just found when I would get squeezed, the Word of God would come out of me. And it would be the pressures of life that I would begin applying Scripture to life and to relationships. And it changed everything. Just like Jesus said, the truth will set you free. Use the word a second ago, theological.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from the Greek word theos and logos, two different Greek words. Theos meaning God, logos, which we are going to talk about in the next half hour, so stay tuned to that. Theology is the word about God, teaching or the study of God.
Yeah, it means understanding God better. Now, some people hear theology, and I don't need to know theology. I just need to know Jesus.
Does theology matter?
It does.
He has a hat that says theology matters.
The thing is this. Every one of us is a theologian, whether you realize it or not. You have some level of knowledge about God and some way that you express that knowledge. The question isn't, are you a theologian or do you use theology? It's a matter of, do you have good theology or bad theology?
And who's to say what's good and what's bad?
The Bible.
So biblical theology is what we want to stand for. There is truth about God, and God himself is able to reveal that truth to us. Well, the Bible reveals who God is, and we'll get into that. That's why it's important that we go to the Bible. That's our segue into the next half hour. We're going to be starting a Bible study. What we're trying to lead to is the book that we've picked and that we recommend. If you're going to start in any book of the Bible, where should you start?
The book of John is the one that I recommend the most.
Why is that?
The book of John is usually recommended by Christians because it's a good overview of the life of Jesus. Basically, for somebody who doesn't have much foundation, John is writing to Greeks, to non-believers.